I think aging is an accumulation of a lifetime of bad habits, a lifetime of monumental deficiencies and toxicities. Women that are still menstruating usually don't have an issue with iron overload, but when we stop menstruating, we're not losing our iron anymore. So low iron is one of the hallmarks, one of the traits of the super agers. Health is not black and white. There are a lot of grays that are in between. You have to just read. You've got to educate yourself. There's not one program that works for everybody at every stage and age of life. I like a 40-30-30 plan, which is what Radical Longevity is modeled after.
Welcome to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast, where we meet the world's top experts to explore the secrets of health, mindset, longevity, and so much more. Are you ready to take charge of your existence and biohack your life? This show is for you. Please keep in mind, we're not dispensing medical advice and are not responsible for any outcomes you may experience from implementing the tactics lying herein. Welcome back to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. Friends, what a beautiful, inspiring, amazing conversation I had in today's episode with Anne-Louise Gittleman. It's really inspiring to talk to a woman who has done so much and is still going super strong. I love that she says that she basically wants to cancel the anti-aging movement. So that's a really wonderful perspective. Her book really makes you think about some things that might seem contrary to my audience, like the benefits of omega-6s. Yes, I said it. I was also super excited because we got to talk about one of my favorite things in today's episode. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to scare you away, but you'll know what it is once we start talking about it. Also, Anne-Louise was so kind. She actually sent me some of her products after we recorded that she thought would help my own gut issues. So that was super sweet. I'll put links to her book and her website and all the things in the show notes. The show notes will be at melanieavalon.com/radicallongevity. Those show notes will have a complete transcript, so definitely check that out. There will also be two episode giveaways for this episode. One will be in my Facebook group, IF Biohackers, Intermittent Fasting plus Real Foods plus Life. Comment something you learned or something that resonated with you on the pinned post to enter to win something I love. Also check out my Instagram for another giveaway. Just find the post announcing this episode and comment something you learned or something that resonated with you there. If you are enjoying this show, it would mean the absolute world if you could take a moment and write a brief iTunes review. Friends, I read all those reviews. They warm my heart so much and they really help for just getting the show out there. So thank you in advance for that. Okay, friends. People often ask me, what is the one supplement I cannot imagine my life without? And while there are a lot of supplements out there, a lot of ones that I love, a lot of ones that I advocate, there is one supplement that inspired me to create a whole supplement line. And that's because I take it every single day and I really can't imagine my life without it. That would be Serapeptase. And I'm about to tell you how to get up to 15% off on a special bottle version that we have that also saves you money. So Serapeptase is a proteolytic enzyme created by the Japanese silkworm. Now we make it in a lab, so it is vegan. When you take this enzyme in the fasted state, it actually goes into your bloodstream and it breaks down problematic proteins in your body. These are things that your immune system is often reacting to and that create inflammation. That's why it can do incredible, amazing things like clear your sinuses. That's why I first started taking it. You can completely say goodbye to allergy meds with Serapeptase. It reduces inflammation and pain. My friend just started taking it for her back pain and told me she was shocked at how effective it was, more so than the pain pills she normally was taking. It can help reduce cholesterol. It's even been shown in clinical studies to break down amyloid plaque in vitro and in vivo. Basically, it is a wonder supplement. And what's super cool about it is that it specifically breaks down those problematic non-living proteins. It doesn't harm healthy tissue. It actually helps protect that. That's because the function of the original enzyme in the silkworm is to break down the cocoon of the silkworm without actually harming the silkworm itself. And there aren't studies on this, but I really believe it can help catalyze your fast by enhancing the natural process of autophagy. Again, not studies on that, but from a mechanistic standpoint, it totally makes sense. Here's the thing. I was taking so many different brands of Serapeptase, and they always seemed a little hard on my stomach and have problematic ingredients in them, especially special enteric coatings where they wouldn't disclose what that was made of, which meant it probably contained problematic plastics. I knew I needed to make a change. That's why I created my Avalon X Serapeptase. It's what launched my Avalon X line. I will never stop taking it. It's one of my favorite things in my life, and the effects I experience are profound, and I hear that from all of you guys as well. We test it multiple times for purity and potency. It's free of all problematic fillers and common allergens. It comes in a glass bottle to help prevent leaching of plastics into ourselves and the environment. And we even use the minimum amount of stickiness in the label on the bottle to help reduce problematic compounds. So if you want to tackle your inflammation, clear your brain fog, oh, it's amazing for brain fog, stop your allergies, attack amyloid plaque, reduce pain, so many things, you need Serifactase. And you can get 10% off with the coupon code Melanie Avalon. But here's another thing. We actually have a special large bottle. It's the only supplement that we have right now in a large bottle. It's the 180 version and it saves you money. If Serifactase is a part of your daily life, like it is mine, you definitely want our large bottle size, 180 capsules. It's the best way to save. And again, you can save even more with my Melanie Avalon 10% discount, or you can get 15% off that as well if you get a subscription, which, by the way, with a subscription, you could pause or cancel anytime after your first order. So it kind of makes sense to do a subscription because you save even more. If you want a supplement that you can actually feel the difference, I promise you, Serifactase is the way to go. And then you might end up like me and want to give it as gifts to everybody because it's that incredible and can address so many issues. You can get this at avalonx.us. That's AVALONX.US. Again, there is the 90 capsule size and the 180 capsule size. You save more with the 180. Use the coupon code Melanie Avalon for 10% off or get a subscription for 15% off. And we will put all this information in the show notes. Another resource for you guys. If you struggle with food sensitivities like I do, you have got to get my app, Food Sense Guide. It's a comprehensive catalog of over 300 foods for 11 potentially problematic compounds. These include things you may be reacting to, like gluten, lectins, FODMAPs, histamine, oxalates, sulfites, thiols, whether or not something is a nightshade, and so much more. It even includes autoimmune paleo AIP status. You can learn about the compounds, create your own list to share and print, and finally take charge of your food sensitivities. It is a top Apple app, often in the top 10 for the Apple food and drinks charts. And friends, get it now because I'm going to be updating it to a subscription basis soon. So you definitely want to get grandfathered in for life at one super low price. With the subscriptions, by the way, I'm going to be implementing some pretty cool features. So I need to do subscriptions to help support that. So like I said, get it now before we change to subscriptions. You can get it at melanieavalon.com/foodsenseguide. And one more thing before we jump in. Did you know there are over 1,000 compounds found in conventional skincare and makeup in the US that have been banned in Europe due to their toxicity? If you are using conventional skincare and makeup, you are directly putting into your bloodstream toxic compounds, including obesogens, which can literally cause your body to store and gain weight. So if your diet's not working, you might want to think about what's happening with your skincare and makeup, as well as carcinogens linked to cancer, I'm not making this up, and just endocrine disruptors in general, which mess with our hormones. Thankfully, there's an easy solution to this. There's a company called Beauty Counter, and they were founded on a mission to change this. Every single ingredient is extensively tested to be safe for your skin so you can truly feel good about what you put on, and their products really work. I am obsessed with their overnight resurfacing peel, their vitamin C serum, they have shampoo and conditioner, skincare lines for every skin type, and incredible makeup. It's so amazing that Tina Fey actually wore all Beauty Counter makeup when she hosted the Golden Globes. So yes, it is high definition camera ready. You can shop with me at beautycounter.com/MelanieAvalon and use the coupon code CLEANFORALL20 to get 20% off site-wide. You can get the latest updates from me, specials, sales, samples, and so much more on my email list. That's at melanieavalon.com/cleanbeauty. And you can join me in my Facebook group, Clean Beauty and Safe Skincare with Melanie Avalon. People share product reviews and their experiences, and I do a giveaway every single week in that group as well. And lastly, if you're thinking of making clean beauty and safe skincare a part of your future, like I have, I definitely recommend becoming a Band of Beauty member. It's sort of like the Amazon Prime for clean beauty. You get 10% back in product credit, free shipping on qualifying orders, and a welcome gift that is worth way more than the price of the year-long membership. It is totally, completely worth it. And I'll put all this information in the show notes. An important announcement, friends. My EMF blocking products are coming. Make sure you don't miss the launch special. For that, get on my email list at melanieavalon.com/EMF email list. EMFs are actually classified by the IARC as a group 2B, possibly carcinogenic to humans. These are such a problem. We are exposed to them through our Wi-Fi, our cell phones, our AirPods, and they are linked to so many health issues, including anxiety, migraines, headaches, even fertility issues. This is such a problem. Thankfully, you can address your EMF exposure. I'm going to help with that with my Avalon X EMF blocking product line. So again, get on my email list at melanieavalon.com/EMF email list to check that out. All right, without further ado, please enjoy this wonderful conversation with Anne Louise Gittleman. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. I am so incredibly excited about the conversation that I am about to have. It is about a topic that I am personally very obsessed with, and I know so much of my audience is obsessed with as well. And it's with a really incredible person behind this work. So I am here with Anne Louise Gittleman. She's actually a New York Times bestselling author of over 35 books, which is insane. And she's been featured all over the place. So you might have seen her before. She's been on Dr. Phil, on The View, Good Morning America, Time Magazine. I mean, the list of things she's been on is just incredible. But I am here for her new book, which is called Radical Longevity, The Powerful Plan to Sharpen Your Brain, Strengthen Your Body, and Reverse the Symptoms of Aging. And like I said, listeners, you know this topic is a personal passion of mine. But what I absolutely loved about this book is it is such a comprehensive deep dive into so many topics about longevity that I personally ponder about a lot, but I don't really see discussed in this depth really anywhere before. So it was an incredible book. I'm really excited to dive into some of those topics. So Anne Louise, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure, Melanie. What a pleasure it is to be with you too.
So to start things off, just a really quick question to set the stage. I'm really curious, have you always been interested in longevity? Because you talk about in the book how you're not a fan of the concept of anti-aging. So that's an interesting paradigm shift there. So what made you so interested in all of this and what led you to write this book?
Oh, such a good question. You know, my whole life was changed when I started studying with an 84-year-old teacher. Her name was Dr. Hazel Parcells. And at the age of 84, she was holding court 9 to 10 in the evening. And so when you see an 84-year-old woman who's in her prime with all of her senses intact, she lived till 106. I knew all the secrets that she passed down. And I said to myself, it's time that I share them with my own constituency. So being in my 70s now, I'm just approaching my 80s, and it's going to be the best time ever. I'm pro-aging in the sense I want people to age with resilience, with joy, with health, and with a lot of gratitude. So I'm not against anti-aging. I'm against aging with longevity, with health, with resilience, with gratitude, and with a lot of bouncing back from anything that ails you. So I think it's possible if you're looking in the right places for the underlying causes of whatever is going on in your body.
Yeah, I love that absolutely so much. And you already touched on it a little bit with the causes of, you know, what's causing aging or what leads to that. And this is such a debated topic. I know, like, for example, I've had David Sinclair on this show and I've asked him, like, you know, what is aging? And he has his theories and there's discussion around what causes aging. But in your book, you lock it down to a lot of different root causes. So I was wondering, what is aging? Is there one root cause? Is there multiple root causes? How can we address it?
Oh, that's such a good question. First of all, let me just say that I think aging is a privilege. It's a privilege that's denied to too many of us. I think it's a real gift to be up here in my 70s telling you about aging. That would be number one. So having said that, I think it's multiple. I think aging is an accumulation of a lifetime of bad habits, less than stellar habits, a lifetime of monumental deficiencies and toxicities, and you have to address them one by one. So it's not just one single cause. I think that's foolhardy.
I feel like that's probably the way it is in life. Things are complicated. And if there was one answer, I think we probably would have found it by now. So I'm actually really excited because in your book, you do go through a lot of the different root causes, like you just mentioned. And they are some topics that I personally obsess over.
What do you obsess over, my dear?
Okay, so there's a few of them. I'm trying to decide which one to do first. The role of iron, for example. Like I've had anemia in the past and it has haunted me because I know iron can be so oxidating and toxic. So it's really, really distressing to me that I struggle with a lack of it and having to get it and having to monitor it. But you talk about all of the issues with excess iron.
So here's the thing. It's a double-edged sword. It's not a simplistic answer here. And you're at the age where you're still menstruating. So you're losing iron. So chances are you may, in fact, be iron deficient. Women that are still menstruating usually don't have an issue with iron overload. But when we stop menstruating, we're not losing our iron anymore. We start accommodating the same kind of issues that men have with our heart disease rates going up and even brain dysfunction. So the idea is this, you have to monitor your iron, and you do that by taking a ferritin test, which I go into in great detail in the book. If it's below a certain level, you need iron. If it's above a certain level, you have to donate blood. Donating blood for many of us that are beyond menopause and far beyond menopause in our 70s at this point are actually accommodating too much iron, and it can be life-saving just donating once a year or even once every 3 months. So that's really what the answer is. It's a double-edged sword, just the way copper is.
So how often do you recommend testing our iron levels?
I have every single one of my clients does a ferritin test upon entering my practice. And you'd be surprised to see how many people are way above what I consider to be optimally healthy. And it's not just what I consider to be above optimally healthy. What's considered to be optimally healthy with the people that are considered to be the longest living people in the world. So low iron is one of the hallmarks, one of the traits of the super agers. So I see 384, 400, the doctor doesn't say anything. I have to get it down below 100. And you'll see what the optimal level is as I write about it in the book and the way in which you need to test. So I would say that at least once a year it needs to happen, and you have to monitor yourself with a baseline. Some people have a hemochromatosis gene, and so they're predisposed to iron overload, but many of us have different qualities of that. We've got different levels of iron overload, even if we don't have the gene itself. It's an exceedingly important issue, which is why I talk about throwing out your cast iron pots and pans, because that's one of the ways you get excess iron.
Again, for listeners, you've got to get Radical Longevity, because there's no way we'll be able to even remotely touch on everything. So you can get the book for that. Quick question about what you just said with the super centenarians or the longevity populations. Is it the ferritin specifically, or is it iron or hemoglobin? Like on an iron panel, is it specifically the ferritin that's correlated?
It's the stored iron. It's the ferritin because it's the bound iron. Yes.
Okay. Like I know for me right now, all of my iron levels are normal, but my ferritin is actually very low. And I'm just like,
what is your ferritin, my dear one?
It's like 20.
Yeah, that's too low. So we need to give you a food-based iron. You need to get some sort of ancestral glandular that contains iron, maybe some sort of liver product from a very healthy source.
How do you feel about, because I have in my fridge, I have the spleen, desiccated spleen, and I have desiccated liver.
Where is it from?
It's Ancestral Supplements, New Zealand.
Oh, perfect. I'm all for it. 10 thumbs up.
Okay. Yay. Awesome.
Because it's food-based iron. That's the healthiest kind. Sometimes when you have iron fortified vitamins and minerals, they're not healthy because they're synthetic, but you want the food-based iron. So you're the case. It's the exception to the rule in my book, but most people you'll find have too much stored iron, and that's where the problems with cognitive dysfunction comes into play. It's a precursor to Alzheimer's, ALS, and Parkinson's. And nobody talks about it, Melanie. Nobody writes about it but me and Radical Longevity.
I agree. Thank you for saying that. Like I said, when I got to the iron section, I was like, oh my goodness, because I literally I'm haunted by this because I've had my own iron struggles, like I said, but I know that it can be so toxic. And like you said, nobody's talking about it. So thank you for spreading the word.
So if it's low iron, a lot of times women are not eating the right source of iron, or they have parasites. I see a lot of deworming that needs to go on because worms love iron. And so you're not getting it into the bloodstream where it needs to be.
That was one of the other topics I love that you talked about was the parasites. And you talked about how they're like the great mimicker. So how many people have parasites?
Conservatively, about 5 out of 10.
How might people know? Like, what are signs and symptoms?
Oh, that's a tough one. You can't really get tested because most of the labs don't test properly. You need to get a purged stool sample, not a random stool sample. You have to get far up into the gut. So I would say to just do a questionnaire. I think we have a questionnaire in the book. And if, in fact, you have you've got no energy, you grind your teeth at night, you've got a lot of depression, skin problems that won't go away, depression as well as arthritis, problems with the joints that come and go, as well as issues, of course, with your skin that I mentioned. That was my prime issue when I had parasites. I was a student in the Middle East and then came down with a terrible case of worms, which I then saw when I did coffee enemas. You've got to do parasite deworming at least once or twice a year. And I think I give you a protocol, and you've got to be eating the right foods. No more sushi. That's what the idea is here.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah, I've definitely had my fair share of fish raw.
Remind me to send you my colon cleansing kit. It's what I created over 25 years ago, and it works like a charm.
Oh, thank you. Awesome.
You're probably parasitic if you're a sushi lover. Most of my clients that are have worms from the fish that they're eating, the raw fish.
So I don't eat the soup. Well, I guess sushi is raw fish, but I eat a lot of fish and it's been, you know, not completely cooked.
Well, fish is wormy. It's much wormier than any other food we have. Not a pleasant topic, but if we're down and dirty and we want to get healthy from the bottom up, this is a very important aspect of cellular health.
Well, and you just touched on something. Coffee enemas. I have gone through my coffee enema phases where I was doing them daily. Do you feel like there's a appropriate amount of time or a frequency to do coffee enemas?
Well, people that have cancer will do them daily. And people that don't have cancer but have issues with their liver and dumping and the bile can do them every other day. As long as you're using the purest coffee in the world, and that would be the Purity coffee that's mold-free and toxin-free. I'm a big believer in coffee. I mean, I used to take it that route maybe once or twice a week. I find it very, very exhilarating.
I remember the first time I did one and I got done and then I literally felt like I could climb Mount Everest. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
I don't understand how people don't do colonics and coffee enemas. It just boggles my mind that they could be living this long and not have the kind of superlative health that you get by cleansing your intestines and dumping the liver and the bile.
Oh, this is so good to hear. I love colonics so much.
So I started colonics in 1972, the year I came home from Israel, and I've been a colonic fan all these years, and I'm telling you, I think it's why I've lived as long as I've lived with clear skin, good hair, good skin, good nails, and a well-functioning brain, because the health begins in the gut.
I'm so glad to hear this because, like I said, I love them, but always in the back of my head, I'm like, what if this actually is not a good thing? Because there are people out there will say, you know, that you shouldn't do them or that there could be negative side effects, but they make me feel intuitively so good.
Well, it clears your skin. It clears around the circles under your eyes, the puffs under your eyes, the spots on your skin. It's just the most amazing thing. And you can use it as a diagnostic tool. When you start seeing strings come out and fuzz come out and you see some little balls come out, you know something is coming out. I mean, I used to see tapeworms coming out.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
But you know, seeing is believing. If you don't do these things, you're never going to get to the root cause of why you're not feeling good. And parasites are the most immunosuppressive agent known to man. And so if you don't clear them out, you're much more vulnerable to the diseases of aging and autoimmune issues.
Hi, friends. Do you want to come hang out with me and Dave Asprey and so many other guests I've had on the show? You simply must come to the 10th Annual Biohacking Conference. May 30th through June 1st in Dallas, Texas. And of course, I have a massive discount code for you guys. I went last year to the one in Orlando, and it was one of the most fun times of my entire life. I met and got to hang out with so many guests that I've had on the show. I met so many of you guys. And of course, there's lots of Danger Coffee and Dave Asprey approved meals and Dry Farm wines. And that's just the social aspect. The conference itself is mind-blowing. They have this incredible expo where they have all the biohacking supplements, all the biohacking things. You can learn about them, try samples, meet the creators and founders. If you haven't tried a lot of biohacking things, it's a great chance to actually try them out in person. Things like brain tap, infrared sauna, hyperbaric oxygen chambers, and so much more. There are so many incredible speakers as well. You can hear talks from people I've had on the show, like Paul Saladino, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sarah Gottfried, Dr. Mercola, Dr. Annika Becca, and that is just a few of them. I seriously had the time of my life last year, and I would love to hang out with you guys. And you can get 35% off tickets. Just go to melanieavalon.com/biohackingconference and use the coupon code BCMelanie to get 35% off your tickets. That's melanieavalon.com/biohackingconference with the code BCMelanie to get 35% off your tickets. This code can be used for general admission or for VIP access. Seating is limited. They do sell out. They sold out last year. So get your ticket now. And if you come, definitely let me know because I want to meet you. So hopefully see you guys in Dallas. MelanieAvalon.com/biohackingconference with coupon code BCMelanie. Get your tickets now. I'll see you guys there. Do you have a preference between closed or open colonics?
I love them all. I have an open colonic in my home, by the way, Angel of Waters, and I love that.
You do? You have an Angel of Water at home? I'm so jealous.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you can come to my house and do colonics. When people come to the house, I say, would you like to eat or should we clean out?
Clean out, please. I'm so jealous. I love Angel of Water. That's my favorite. I say that for listeners because if you try a closed colonic and it doesn't work for you, give the open one a try because I personally do not like the closed ones, but the open ones are wonderful. So,
well, you're in control and that's what I like.
Okay. Another topic that you touched on, and this is, okay, I have to prepare my listeners because their mind is going to be blown. So I talk a lot on this show about the potential downsides of polyunsaturated fats, particularly omega-6s. You flip that completely and provide a much more nuanced picture of omega-3s and omega-6s and the actual beneficial role of omega-6s in our diet. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that. My listeners are going to be so confused because I've been talking about omega-6s for so long as a negative. So what are your thoughts on omega-6s?
Well, you're not wrong because not all omega-6s are created equal. That's just the nuance that you need here. You need to look at it through a different lens. So I'm not talking about linoleic acid. I'm talking about gamma linolenic acid, and that's a very different kettle of fish. So we're talking about hemp seed oil because I'm a believer in hemp. I love my new mantra, which is hemp hooray, because it's the very best source of gamma linolenic acid that feeds the skin. The good omega-6s are so good for the skin, the mitochondria, and your sex drive. So 1 to 2 tablespoons a day will get rid of eczema and psoriasis. It's one of the most important elements for rejuvenation and regeneration.
This nuance is definitely really, really needed.
You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Most of the omega-6s are commercialized vegetable oil. So corn oil is not a good oil. Neither is canola oil. These are all omega-6s. Neither is soybean oil, and neither is sunflower seed oil, because most of them are they're hybridized or they're overheated or they're full of chemicals. And then some of them are even GMO'd. They're engineered, biochemically engineered. The point being is that those are the oils that are not good, but there are oils that are good that are the good omega-6s, and that's where the hemp seed oil, the pine nut oil to heal your leaky gut and to heal your H. pylori. That's where sesame seed oil comes into play, and evening primrose oil, and black currant seed oil, and borage oil. Those are all GLA sources. Those are the good guys.
This is awesome. Yeah, so the ones I normally talk about are the seeds and the vegetable oils. So, you know, corn.
They're highly heated, refined, and full of toxins. So yes, there's no doubt about that. But these are the good omega-6s that are very important because they're an essential fatty acid like the omega-3s.
I mean, there's the whole debate about fish oil. How do you feel about omega-3s?
I like flax seeds as my source of omega-3s. I like the whole seed and the lignans, which act as an estrogen modulator. So I'm a big believer in flax seeds and chia seeds. I love very much. And I love even hemp seeds, which is a combination of both.
I don't know. I feel like I've been doing a, quote, PUFA depletion diet for so long. And I think I sort of got a fear of just polyunsaturated fats in general. So it was really nice to read your book and reframe a little bit and bring back that nuance. So,
well, health is not black and white. There are a lot of grays that are in between. So you have to just read. You've got to educate yourself and understand that there's been a lot of demonization, which is inappropriate.
I could not agree enough. Another thing that you touched on a lot, and this is a topic that people casually mention this a lot, I feel, but you dive in so, so deep. And that is AGEs, advanced glycation end products.
Well, because nobody writes about it.
I love how you talked about their relation to our SIRT1 gene. So what are AGEs?
So AGEs, advanced glycation end products, are naturally occurring toxins that are inherently found in animal foods, animal fats, and altered animal proteins. And they're also created by the way that you cook. So most importantly, only have bacon occasionally, high fat, cultured cheeses only occasionally, not a lot of butter to cook with because it can change the healthy fats into an unhealthy saturated fat. And then if you're going to be cooking, no high and dry cooking, no more broiling, grilling, roasting, or air frying, but just have cook your foods that are steamed, slow cooked, maybe a little poached and cooked in its own juice under the 180 degree temperature. So it's high and dry, say goodbye, wetter is better.
Oh, I like that. The AGEs are formulated from proteins and carbs, correct?
Proteins, fats, and carbs. It's the interaction of sugar molecule with proteins, fats, as well as carbohydrates. So it can form when you're cooking, it can form in the dehydration process, or it forms inherently with animal foods, which is why they say plant foods are so much healthier, because they're much lower in ages inherently.
Okay, so fats are involved. That's what I was, I guess, confused about.
So that's where we want the vegetable fats. If you're going to do any kind of cooking, a little bit of high heat, macadamia nut oil, maybe a little coconut oil, olive oil.
Do you know if there's a difference in how endogenous AGE production, how that affects us versus taking in exogenously formed AGEs?
It's all taken in exogenously, quite frankly.
Okay, so we don't really produce them?
So it's the most controllable aging factor known to man, and nobody's talking about it. There should have been a Nobel Prize awarded to the researcher Dr. Helen Blosser at the Rockefeller University in the 90s, but it was completely ignored. It's going to change the way you eat, the way you diet, and the way that you cook. So you need to have the kind of cooking where you're cooking maybe in a kind of like a convection oven, or you're cooking with food in its own juice, and maybe a clay pot or pan.
Hi, friends. So I'm sort of haunted by clothes. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably know that I love wearing all the new clothes all the time. And I know that that is not really sustainable and not good for the planet. That's why I am thrilled that there is now a way to get all of the clothes with none of the waste. And I'm going to tell you how you can get unlimited clothes with no waste for a month for free. That's right, I now have a website for both myself and you guys where you can get free unlimited clothes with free shipping, free exchanges, nonstop from all of the hottest brands, and it is so incredibly easy. It's called MelanieAvalon'sCloset.com. We have so many incredible brands, including my favorites like BCBG, Calvin Klein, and so many more. Think like 100 brands. There are so many options. And the way it works is when you get a subscription, you search through the clothes, pick what you want. They send it to you with fast, easy shipping. You wear it as long as you want. And then when you're ready for more clothes, you just drop it off in their prepackaged envelope and get your next round. It is so incredibly cool. They have multiple plans. The starter plan gives you two pieces at a time. Friends, I actually have a little secret hack. Don't tell them that I told you this. When you get your two pieces, you can actually immediately go into your account, click return, and they'll go ahead and send you the next two pieces. So technically, you can have four pieces at a time. You also have a cool virtual closet that you can keep stocked with everything you eventually want to order, so you never miss out. And if you really like something and want to keep it, you can opt to buy it at a massively discounted price. Friends, I'm obsessed. This is finally the answer to wearing all the clothes all the time with none of the waste. Oh, and of course, one of my major reservations was the cleaning compounds that they use on the clothes, because yes, it is dry cleaning, which normally makes me nervous, and they don't say this on the website, so I reached out to them, and I was like, hey, what's going on with the cleaning? What do you guys use? Because I can't promote this if it's just normal dry cleaning. And thankfully, they let me know that they do not use any detergents, fabric softeners, or chemicals that are harsh. Everything is professionally dry cleaned or laundered with detergents that are free from dyes and scents. It's all gentle and it uses low temperature cycles. So yes, we are good on that front as well. It is the coolest thing ever. And you can try it free for a month. Yes, completely free. Just go to MelanieAvalon'sCloset.com to sign up. Free clothes for a month. After that, their plans are super affordable. We're talking, honestly, an entire month is less than the cost of typically what would be the cost of one dress. And I am not kidding. That's right. Unlimited clothes for less than the cost of one outfit. I'm just so thrilled to bring this resource to you guys. I can't wait to hear what you guys think. So again, get free unlimited clothes for a month at MelanieAvalon'sCloset.com. That's MelanieAvalon'sCloset.com for all of the clothes, none of the waste. And definitely share your pictures and tag me on Instagram, because I want to see all the fabulous things that you guys are wearing. That's MelanieAvalon'sCloset.com. And when you're cooking, as far as the formation, is it like it only forms if it hits a certain temperature, or can it still form at lower temperatures if it's longer?
High and dry heat. So the lower, the better. 250, 350 is fine. I wouldn't go over 350 for long periods of time, but cooking in a cold oven for long periods of time is the healthiest, like in a 250 oven.
So I normally use a convection oven around like 290.
I think you're good.
Okay. So I wrote a book called What, When, Why. And when I made the recipes, the chef I was working with, I was like, everything has to be really low temperatures. And I don't know, it was a hard task for her.
Well, nobody pays attention to this anymore. I mean, they're talking about the air dryers are terribly high in ages. The keto diet is very high in ages. So if you want to lose weight, that's one thing. But if you want to live longer and look better, you got to go to radical longevity.
Yeah, I remember she even said, well, can we specifically call the recipe slow cooked so people know that we're doing this on purpose? And I was like, yes, we can do that. So something that you pointed out was there was some fact about the SIRT1 gene and the genetics and how it correlated to, it was only people who were high in AGEs who had the depleted SIRT1 gene, I think.
Yes, that was found in the diabetes research from Dr. Helen Vlasera. Isn't that interesting? It disappeared with the ages. So that means it's a real factor in aging. So it affects the survival gene.
That blew my mind. I mean, that's a shocking fact.
Shocking. So diabetes is a precursor to aging. I mean, A-G-I-N-G aging. Getting older without getting better. Yes.
It kind of reminds me of one of the most shocking facts I learned, which was that in the Framingham Heart Study, the factor most correlated to longevity was lung capacity. Like nobody talks about that.
No, nobody talks about aging. Well, the aging can affect the ages, A-G-E-S. The ages affects the lung dramatically. It affects the lung, the heart, the fascia of your body, the ligaments, the tendons, the muscles. It controls and affects every tissue, gland, and cell in the body much more dramatically than any other factor. And it's terribly ignored and underappreciated.
And that was something else, speaking of the lungs, that you touched on. I didn't realize, you talk about how vitamin D is produced in the lung.
We have vitamin D receptors in the lungs. That's why it's so important to get your vitamin D levels checked regularly and make sure that they're sky high so that you don't come down with any of these viruses that are coming our way.
How do you feel about vitamin D supplementation just in general?
I think it's incredibly important if you live above the 35th parallel.
Okay. So I was low in vitamin D. So I was like, I'm going to hit this with all the stops. And I started supplementing vitamin D. I started doing 1 or 2 minutes in a UVB only tanning booth like once a week during the winter. But then my vitamin D levels got high. So I was like, oops. Back off.
I would tell everybody, because it's very hard to gauge that kind of thing, to really monitor. They need at least 5,000 units, and you need to take an oil-based vitamin D. It's an oil-based vitamin.
Should we be monitoring that pretty regularly?
Just like your ferritin. And I think I covered that in one of my rules. The immunity is everything. Your vitamin D has to be monitored. Your zinc can be monitored. Your magnesium can be monitored. All of these levels need to be monitored regularly. Yes, and people don't do it, and they don't take the right blood test to monitor them. That's why I had to write the book, to kind of tell people what I've learned, what I've gleaned, what I know works for people over the past 40 years. See, you know, I'm not in my 40s or 50s. I'm not writing a book about longevity because I want to stay younger longer. It's because I'm actually living it and doing it.
I know. And it's so, so incredible. And I can't thank you enough for doing that. You touched on something else I'm obsessed with, and it's something else that nobody talks about. And that's the role of our fascia in our health. For listeners who are not familiar, what is fascia?
It's a soft tissue that surrounds the ligaments, tendons, and muscles. And it can get very kind of frozen. And then you think you've got arthritis and constricted movements. And it's the kind of thing that gets formed when you see stuck fascia. You have people that have adhesions or internal scars. And it's because of infection or because of repetitive movements or because they've had some sort of accident. So you've got to get myofascial release regularly, or do cupping, or do deep breathing, do some kind of meditation, or even do some kind of lymphatic drainage. But you actually have to move that fascia to make sure that you're not restricted in movement.
So I have this one area in my, I think it's in my intestines, I don't know. I've felt it for so long, and I've thought that it is so many different things. All the things that you've mentioned, I've thought that it's a parasite, I thought that it's a hernia, that it's the fascia. Some of the doctors tell me it's my muscle. I'm very much haunted by it, but that's what made me probably first interested in the concept of fascia. I still don't know what it is.
So you need to go to somebody. I went to a clinic down in Florida, and they're called the Clear Passages in Gainesville, Florida. And they can go over your entire body and tell you where the fascia is stuck and where you may be having obstructions or adhesions or internal scars. And they work them out with a special copyrighted technique called the Warren technique, where they hold your particular tissue or your muscle or your ligament for a certain amount of time, and they move down that particular anatomical train, and they can release the whole line of tension in the system. So you've got to go to somebody that knows what the heck they're doing, Melanie.
I've heard of them, so it's so good to hear you endorse that. That's not too far from me. So
they've gotten women pregnant by going into the tubes and getting rid of the adhesions.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm excited.
So there's an answer. There's an answer to everything if you look in the right place. And that's one of the reasons I wrote Radical Longevity. Because I think people are interested but don't know where to look. Because everybody just rehashes the same stuff again and again.
Yeah. No, it's so true. Well, speaking of pregnant, you have a really wonderful chapter on sexual health in everybody. So what are your thoughts on sexual health and supporting that?
Well, I think it's important. I think people can have good sex in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and up to the 80s and 90s. I mean, I've looked at all the super agers, and they certainly are enjoying themselves with heightened physical encounters. So I tell you which hormones to use, which particular herbs to use, and my secret sauce about how to heighten the sexual encounter by using a particular B vitamin.
Hi, friends. Okay, so I'm a little bit embarrassed because I've been talking for so long about red light and near-infrared therapy, which is so, so important. However, I kind of left out something really important about light. So as you guys know, I've been talking about red light and near-infrared for so long. And at the same time, during the day, I was using a bright, sad light. So it's those white lights that help with waking you up, help with your circadian rhythm. They're used to combat mood issues and depression. So I have a really bright white one of those at my desk. A few things about that. I knew it helped wake me up and kept me stimulated, but I wasn't sure if it had any detrimental effects using it. And then two, I was also wondering if by just focusing on red and near-infrared light, was I somehow missing something in the full spectrum of light? Guess what? I was. And guess what? I found the solution. And guess what? I have a discount for you guys. So the founder of a company called Soulshine reached out to me and he was like, do you know about the importance of full spectrum light? And I was like, you know what? I've been wondering about this for quite a while. Please educate me. Oh my goodness. This man blew my mind. I talk a lot about the problems of blue light. That said, we evolved in natural full spectrum sunlight that our genes are programmed to respond to. And today, we do not spend enough time in that light. A lot of us don't go outside and we're overexposed to blue light. It's a problem. And then to make things even more problematic, the common sad lights that I was talking about that are bright white, they actually do not contain the full spectrum light. They filter out certain wavelengths and they're high in blue light. So just like I thought, it was not doing my health many services. There is only one company I have found, or I guess that found me, that makes a full spectrum white light device. So the Soul Light systems include the fullest spectrum of visible and invisible near-infrared light with traces of UV light. Yep, that's right, because you need all of that as well. Don't worry, it's not an exuberant amount that's going to cause a problem. It's just a tiny little dose that your body actually needs. You can use these lights to fix your circadian rhythm and properly stimulate your brain's suprachiasmatic nucleus, or SCN, in a way that it was supposed to be stimulated. It's kind of like the natural spectral diet. Because yes, you may be suffering from malillumination. Did you know that your entire bloodstream actually filters through your eyes in a relatively short amount of time? That's the only way your blood is exposed to the outside world. So when we expose our eyes to this light, it actually can have beneficial effects on our blood. That is crazy. It helps with skin, with mood. This is the light that I wasn't thinking about that we need. I love Soulshine's light therapy devices. I do use it in combination with my red and near-infrared light devices as well, so that I can fully bathe my body in the best light that is so helpful for my sleep, for my stress, for my metabolism, for my immunity, for my health, so many things. They have so many different device options. They have one that I love that kind of looks like a Juve, and I sit it on my desk, and it has options for the full spectrum light, which is that bright white light, as well as a near infrared option. So what I do is I do a session of the full spectrum light in the morning, and then I run the near infrared to help counteract the negative blue light around me. They also have stands with bulbs that you can get. I've been using some of those on my plants. I am just so grateful that Ken at Soulshine found me because I was missing out on such a key aspect of light and I had no idea. And you can get 10% off at melanieavalon.com/soulshine. That's Soulshine. with the code Melanie Avalon. So melanieavalon.com/soulshine, S-O-L-S-H-I-N-E, with the code Melanie Avalon for 10% off. It's really helped my mood, my energy, my sleep, so many things. I think you guys will love it. So again, go to melanieavalon.com/soulshine, S-O-L-S-H-I-N-E, and use the coupon code Melanie Avalon to get 10% off site-wide. And we'll put all this information in the show notes. Is that the fat-soluble B vitamin that you talk about?
No, it's not benfotiamine. It's another one, which is part of the chapter on reinvigorating your sexual energies.
And for listeners, I will put links to all of this in the show notes. I actually just learned the other day, I don't know what the study was looking at, but it was a longevity study, and it was looking at sexual health factors. And I think the factor most correlated to longevity in women was their enjoyment of sex compared to frequency. I found that to be really interesting. I don't know if it's like causational, correlational.
Well, it's very important it's important for connectivity, because the most important aspect for people that have long lived lives is that they're in relationship. So it's all related to relationship, having physical contact with one another, spiritual contact with one another, feeling that you have a purpose-driven life. It's all part of that whole body, mind, and spirit connection.
You do talk a lot about the role of body, mind, and spirit, and how we can store our emotions and our body.
And our tissues. The issues are in your tissues.
Oh, the issue. I love that phrase. Do you find we can actually get the emotions out of our tissues? Like, is that possible? And how?
Well, you have to be aware that they're in there in the first place. So if you're not getting resolution with everything else you're doing, you have to do some brain training. You have to get your brain looked at through the brain training people at Sarasota. You've got to look into the botched flower remedies, the 38 remedies that affect the system. And I think that's very important. So you need to kind of look at what the stuck emotions might be. And we're all aware of what it might be, whether there's a childhood trauma that's unhealed. You have to go kind of deep and do a deep dive. But maybe the first place to look is the psychotherapy in a bottle, which is the botched flower remedies. There are 38 different remedies for fear, for trauma, for indecision, for circulating thoughts that don't go away, for depression, for lack of joy in life, lack of joie de vie. There are all kinds of imbalanced emotions and states of mind that can be healed by just using flower essences.
I haven't done the prep for it yet, but I'm doing an episode coming up all just on flowers with an author who wrote a book about it. Oh, so that's exciting to hear. You also talk about a compound that I read about in another book recently. So I feel like it's a sign, Ignatia Amara, for grief.
Yes, because stored grief can affect the lungs, number one. You know, stored emotions affect the system. If you're very embittered, it can affect your gallbladder. If you're very angry, it can affect the liver. If you're fearful, it can affect the kidneys. And if you overthink, as I do, it can affect the spleen, my dear.
Oh, that's me. That's me too.
We're overthinkers. Do you have a blood type A? Are you an A blood type?
I'm type O.
Oh, so you're an overthinker that's type O. How very interesting you are.
Yeah, but I'm really intense and I think a lot. I overthink.
When is your birthday?
November 9th.
November 9th. So you're a Scorpio. So you go deep. You go very deep.
Yes, I do.
So for you particularly, I think I would use the impatience remedy and I would use the agrimony remedy.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Those are the botched flower remedies that I sense would be very helpful for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I want to be really respectful of your time. One last topic I'd love to touch on, because this is a huge debate in the whole diet health sphere. And I personally believe that there's not one right diet for anybody, and a lot of different dietary approaches, you know, possibly work based on the individual. But what are your thoughts on keto?
I think it can be helpful short term. I really do. I think it's good for people that have issues with their brains in terms of seizures. I think if they've got unregulated insulin, it can be very helpful if they need to lose weight quickly, but it's not sustainable. When we do studies with the microbiome starts to shift on long-term keto. Women have issues with their hormones, their mood, and their anxiety. So women need a little more carbohydrates. There's not one program that works for everybody at every stage and age of life. I like a 40-30-30 plan, which is what radical longevity is really modeled after.
And for listeners, Radical Longevity, it does have an entire like step-by-step plan. It has recipes and it's just, it's all in there. So definitely, definitely get the book. Well, this has been absolutely amazing. Was there anything else? Like I could talk to you for hours, but was there anything else you wanted to draw attention to from your book?
I think it's the book just tries to give hope to those of us that have unresolved issues, that have unsolvable issues, and it allows us to bounce back from anything, turn setbacks into strength, and gives you real life lessons in resilience. So it's really about hope. It's putting a lens and a microscope and a spotlight on areas that nobody's looking at, and it's kind of setting the record straight nutritionally.
Well, that is absolutely wonderful and perfect that you say that, because the last question that I ask every single guest on this show, and it's just because I realize more and more every single day just how important mindset is surrounding everything. So what is something that you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for you having a podcast where you've allowed me to share my knowledge and my passion for radical longevity.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for your work. It's incredible. I was so honored and thrilled to read it. And once I read it, I just wanted all my listeners to read it as soon as possible. So this has been absolutely incredible. I look forward to your future work, and maybe you can come on the show again for your future work.
You're a sweetheart. Be well, be healthy, and send me your address so I can send you a kid for the parasites.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. All right, thank you.
God bless.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. For more information, you can check out my book, What When Wine, Lose Weight and Feel Great with Paleo-Style Meals, Intermittent Fasting, and Wine, as well as my blog, melanieavalon.com. Feel free to contact me at podcast@melanieavalon.com. And always remember, you got this.